SFU. Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hi there. Welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. And welcome to Canada Day. Tonight's special programming features Gordon Lightfoot and his music. Gordon Lightfoot, who died 2 months ago on May 1st, 2023, was a Canadian singer-songwriter of Scottish descent who was born and raised in Orilla, Ontario. Lightfoot was a Canadian pastime, an incredible singer-songwriter, and a hero to many Canadians as he honored the life and the land. He was a singer-songwriter who inspired hundreds of musicians and singers to lend their voices to his songs. As Lightfoot's biographer, Nicholas Jennings, has said, Lightfoot's name was synonymous with timeless songs about trains and shipwrecks, rivers and highways, lovers and loneliness. One of his first songs was recorded by Ian and Sylvia Tyson in 1965. That tune was Early Morning Rain and went on to be a huge hit, not only for the Tysons, but for many other singers as well. So to kick things off for tonight's show, I'd like to play that tune for you. Here we have Ian and Sylvia singing Early Morning Rain, released on their 1965 album, Ian and Sylvia.
Goodbye. from the jet plane. Like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way. The early morning rain. You can jump the jet plane.
In 1964, Gordon Lightfoot wrote For Lovin' Me. Many artists would also go on to record that tune, making it a huge hit. 2 years after he wrote that song, Johnny Cash picked it up. In 1966, Cash recorded that tune and released it on his LP, Happiness Is You. So now, let's go to that tune, For Lovin' Me.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you have is gone that you can see. That's what you get for loving me. I ain't the kind to hang around with any new love that I. Of you when I'm gone. So don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've got 100 more like you. So don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 before I'm. Crying again. Now there you go, you're crying again. But then someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass you away again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. You get for loving me.
After establishing himself as a singer-songwriter in Canada, Gordon Lightfoot headed to California. It was there that he met Bob Dylan. They would go on to become very good friends. Bob Dylan was another artist who made Early Morning Rain a huge hit. In 1992, Lightfoot recorded his single, Shadows. And 30 years later, Bob Dylan recorded that same song, which he released in 2012 as a single.
Won't you reach out, love, and touch me, baby? Hold you for a while. I've been all around the world. I'm alone to this spot. There's a shadow on the moon, and the water's ever low. You're not shy the way you should. And I love you just to. Yes, you did. Let it go. Let it happen like it happened once before. It's a wicked wind, but it chased me to the bone. And if you do not believe me, come and get. Thank you.
in the pole. And if you do not believe me, come and gaze upon the shadow that you're throwing. On a blue window, where the beauty all around and the shades of that run deep when the morning stars go dim, and you find us in the shadows fast asleep. Let it go, let it happen like it happened once before. It's a wicked wind. And it chills me to the bone. And if you do not believe me, come and gaze upon the shadows at your door.
Belafonte with Oh Linda. Gordon Lightfoot wrote that tune in 1966, and it was 1970 when Harry Belafonte put his voice to that tune and released it on his LP by request. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. On this July 1st holiday long weekend, Here at the Arts Edge, we are featuring the music of Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away just 2 months ago. The next tune is a song that many Canadians and many Americans have lent their voice to. It's one of my very favorite songs of Lightfoot's, and this version is from Rose Cousins, a Canadian singer-songwriter. Something really beautiful about this song is that Lightfoot wrote the lyrics when he was reflecting on his divorce from his wife. I mean, that's the case with most love songs. They're about experiences that the songwriter had. So I didn't always know that about the song. I liked the imagery and the lyrics and the tune. Yeah, it's relevant. Makes everything relevant. Anyways, let's go to that song now. Off her 2014 CD, Stray Birds, here we have Cousins singing, If You Could Read My Mind.
You can read my mind, love, when I tell my thoughts to turn. Just like an old-time movie, about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark,
Glenn Campbell recorded a song that Gordon Lightfoot had recorded himself in 1968. That tune was Last Time I Saw Her. So let's go to that song now.
Last time I saw her,
time I saw her face. Her eyes were bathed in starlight, and her hair hung long. The last time she spoke to me, her lips were like the scented flowers inside a rain-drenched forest. But that was so long ago that I can scarcely feel the way I felt before. And if time could heal the wounds, I would tear the threads away.
Of Gordon Lightfoot's that is so playful. It's such a lovely tune and interesting. Often singer-songwriters will record it one year and someone will pick it up another year. But in 1971, Gordon Lightfoot released this song, but so too did Canadian iconic singer Anne Murray. That tune is Cotton Jenny. It was released on Lightfoot's 1971 LP, Summer Side of Life. The album which Murray released it on was called Talk It Over in the Morning.
There's a house on a hill by a worn down withered old mill and a valley below where the river winds. There's no such thing as bad times and a soft southern flame.
Love go round, joyful sound. Yeah.
from the Chippewa on down, the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies in November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, many thousand tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluded some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang out, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound when the wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing with rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway caved in, he said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain went in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.